With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. When voters go to the polls on November 8th, among the races on their ballot will be school board races. We're going to take a look at the races for Kalamazoo and Portage School Board with WMUK local government and education reporter Sevilla Mann. Hello, Sevilla.
Hi, Gordon.
Let's start with the Kalamazoo School District. How many seats are up?
You've got two seats that are open on the KPS board. And you've got six candidates on the ballot who want to fill those seats. These are for six-year terms. You've got one incumbent on the board who's not running again, so somebody new is going to be on the school board on following this election. You have an incumbent who is running again. That's Jenny Hill. And then you've got four non-incumbents who would like to be on the board.
And who are they?
They are Paul Marquardt, Lauren Friedman, Jesse Heron, Maria Bosnick, and George White.
And then over in Portage, how many seats are up there?
You've got four seats open on the Portage Public Schools Board, five candidates that would like to fill them, and four of those candidates are on the board now. They are Terry Noveria, Kurt Droppers, Rusty Rathburn, and Bo Snyder. And the non-incumbent who's running for Portage Public Schools Board is Daniel Breyer.
And how long are the terms in the Portage School District?
So the Portage terms are for 4 years. In Kalamazoo, it's 6 years, and Portage is four.
So you have attempted to reach out and talk to these candidates. What have you been able to find out, and who have you been able to talk to?
Yes, we reached out to all of the candidates running for Kalamazoo Public Schools Board and all of the candidates running for Portage Public Schools Board. We heard back from six of them. That was Lauren Friedman, Jenny Hill, and Paul Marquardt in Kalamazoo. In Portage, we heard back from Daniel Breyer, Terry Noveria, and Bo Snyder. We talked about a variety of issues. We talked about funding, always a big question with schools, whether schools are getting enough funding from the state, how much work as a board member you should put into pursuing that. We talked about the role of a school's trustee in relationship to the school administration. You know, what falls to the board, what falls to the superintendent and that person's staff. In Kalamazoo, we talked about discipline. KPS has had a high suspension and expulsion rate, so we talked about, you know, how far do you go with second chances for students? What do you do about discipline? In Portage, we talked about focus schools. Those are schools where there's a large gap between the high and low achieving students. Portage Northern High School came off that list, but Portage still has two focus schools. That's North Middle School and Woodland Elementary. So we talked about what you do about that focus school status. Talked about standardized testing, how much emphasis to put on it, what to take away from it. And we talked about the achievements and the challenges of each district, Kalamazoo and Portage.
And were there some common things that you heard from these candidates on those issues or just about education in general?
You know, nobody said if the state wanted to give us more money, we wouldn't take it. But there were varying opinions between the two districts and between the candidates about how much as a school board member you should go after that money and just about how much of a role, how much of a difference that would make in improving education in either district. Discipline, you had a lot of opinions that it needs to go deeper than just, you know, what's the appropriate slap on the wrist or number of days a student should be suspended or expelled. There seemed to be the opinion that you really need to look at what's going on with those students and their lives more broadly, that they would act out. Standardized testing was an interesting one. Mostly I heard people saying we need a middle ground. I don't recall anybody saying let's never give a standardized test again. On the other hand, there did seem to be concern from many candidates about the amount of time that's spent on it. In Portage, you did have some different opinions about the large facilities millage that passed last year. Now that millage is done, so it's kind of moot. But one candidate saying, well, as we go forward, let's just be very careful with that process, make sure everybody knows exactly what we're doing. And other candidates saying, you know, I'm very proud of that millage. That's the best thing the board has done recently.
Thank you, Sevilla.
Thanks, Gordon.
A link to WMUK reporter Sevilla Mann's interviews with candidates for school board in Kalamazoo and Portage can be found at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.